It's Thursday, and as usual, we check in on some of the comments you've emailed us. But first, two corrections. My story on wounded troops arriving home at Andrews Air Force Base contained an interview with Army Specialist Christopher Judkins. Judkins described how he had been wounded in an attack by Iraqi insurgents. We have since learned that Specialist Judkins misrepresented the origins of his gunshot wound. Specialist Judkins sustained his injury in an accident involving his own weapon.
And in a recent commentary, Daniel Shore said that Pakistan gained its independence from India. That was incorrect. Pakistan gained independence from Britain in 1947.
Our story last night by radio rookie Shakima Swain brought a lot of feedback. Shakima described the difficulties and challenges of being 16 and wanting to dress well on a tight budget. Many listeners loved it. Kimberly Thomas is a self-described recovering fashion addict in Chicago. The piece, she writes, perfectly captured what all city girls slash women, regardless of skin color, go or grow through. Shakima perfectly articulated the handicap that minorities must overcome to succeed. And what a sophisticated young lady. She is definitely an intelligent gift to radio.
Writing from Jeffersonville, Vermont, George Putnam admired Shakima's storytelling skills, but not her ideas. I hope it wasn't the whole story, he writes, because nowhere in it did I hear anything about studying. No wonder we're losing high-tech jobs to India. Too many of our young people are spending too much time, money, and effort on decorating their bodies instead of improving their minds.
Michelle Trudeau's piece on the hospice care of Adam, a 2-year-old who died of Tay-Sachs disease, brought many heartfelt comments. Stacy McMillan of Hamilton, New Jersey writes, "As I listened to the story mixed in with the chatter of my 4-year-old, eagerly discussing the details of his day at preschool, I found myself profoundly grateful for both the health of my son and the services of the hospice workers who so kindly gave of themselves in helping Adam and his family. The conclusion of the story was painful in that Adam died, but it was comforting to know that life moves on and his family has been blessed with a 2-year-old. Thank you for telling the story. It will linger in my mind for some time."
And this from Sally Strudel of Austin, Texas. "As a mother who has experienced the death of a baby, I'm always glad to see this issue openly discussed. I was impressed with Michelle Trudeau's story, which was tastefully done, while not sugarcoating the horror this family faced. That is, until the very last thing she said, that Adam's parents now have a healthy, happy 2-year-old. While I am very happy for the health of their subsequent child, this story was about Adam and should have remained so."
And Miss Trudell goes on to say, "This is yet another example of the media being unwilling to present a story without a happy ending. Babies and children die. It is awful and hard to accept. To end the story by mentioning the new, healthy, happy baby diminishes the meaning that Adam's life brought this family and the impact that he alone had on those who knew him."
Yesterday's story from Daniel Zwerdling on the number of U.S. casualties who have been evacuated from Iraq also led many of you to write in. It was, felt John Sitter of Atlanta, just the sort of political reporting that has been in terribly short supply since hostilities began. Sincere thanks for giving your audience an important piece of the information needed to think about the real costs of the war launched by the Bush administration.
Other listeners, including Robert G. Melson of El Paso, Texas, felt differently. "Easy to see where your sympathies lie," he writes. "It's one thing to be anti-war, even understandable, but to disguise your personal views as objective journalism smacks of the New York Times at its worst. Shame on NPR. Pity the leftist, elitist, paranoid Zwerdling."
Well, you can send your comments about us to us via email at atc@npr.org. And please be sure to include where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.